So we're holding here Perek Hey, I believe we're holding. Hold Hey Sef is Biur. Getting married is not as easy as you thought. Well, Tesef is Biur. Bear Hey Lashon Tfisa. As he said before, Sha'amel Yol Les Machshava Tfisabok. He's going back to the Pasuk of Yol, where it says that Les Machshava Tfisabeklau, that no Machshava is Tfis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going to try to explain what the word Tofis means. Hine, kol seichel kashemaskel o masik besichloi, eze muskel, harea seichel teifes as a muskel, o makifei besichloi, va muskel nitfas o muka vom lugas te ha seichel she siga beskilo. Let's discuss this. This is a, it's something that is conceptual, but there's a good representation of it in physically. Imagine, what does it mean to grasp something physically? So imagine that I have a kli. This is the kli, this is it. And I take something that I can hold in the kli. So this is smaller, and it's being held in the kli. It means the kli itself is bigger than it and holds it. That's a physical graphic representation of something. On the other hand, if I were to reverse it, I try to put this on this, it wouldn't be nitfas by this, but this is bigger than this, and it would spill out and spill over. Let's give the marshal in terms of sichlius. My mind has a certain level of conceptual width, which means as follows. When I say understand something, or I grasp something, what does that mean? It means that I have certain axioms which serve as my framework for understanding the world. And those axioms usually pick up when I'm young or I'm born with them. And then when I say something, hey, how does a plane fly? And nothing flies, how do planes just fly? So the answer will be, well, you see that something that puts pressure on something else can lift it away from the ground. You know, push something goes up, yeah, that's an axiom. That's part of my mental hardware, that things push up. Then I show him I can blow, and blowing is puts a certain pressure. Yeah, that makes sense. And then feel the wind blowing under the wing, so it's pushing up the wing. So I say it makes a lot of sense, meaning it fits into the box that I have. And so I have a box that includes in itself things falling down, things pushing things up, wind being able to push things up. The airplane is this. So my understanding of how airplanes fly fits into my box of understanding. That's called, I was teifesit. I was teifesit means I grasp with my seichel, which has the pieces that, by axioms that provide its conceptual width, and everything fits in within it. It's sometimes you have a deep person understands like a certain deep svara, because I have axioms that this makes sense to me. It's there. I have these axioms, but Mela, what you said makes sense. Let's say, on the other hand, I see it's a flying saucer, and I ask the guy, how's the flying saucer work? And he says to me, well, you know, gravity is only a form of energy, and there's mental energy, and when I wish the flying saucer to fly, the mental energy pushes away the gravity energy, and it flies. I can repeat the stuff. Does it fit into anything that I have here? No. Maybe there are some people that does. I don't know. Everyone's his own axioms. But it fits into nothing. So I don't grasp it. I can spit you back the words, and I can even make a circle theory, and I can say if you have six people thinking very strong thoughts, it'll move it six times as fast. But for the life of me, I'm not grasping it because it doesn't fit into anything that I have here. That's the pshat les machshavat tfisa beklal. We have zero axioms in our mind, zero hardware that's capable of doing it. Let's try, you have a computer. A computer can do numbers, can figure out which is more. If I ask him, is this more or that more? I have 90 trillion bacteria here, X amount of bacteria here. The computer can count bacteria backwards and forwards and tell me which is more. I can't ask a computer which is a nicer picture. The word nice doesn't, there's no hardware for nice, and the mail, there's no tfisa of niceness, and that's that. So the concept of tfisa means it fits into the mind as a framework. It consists of hardware, it consists of a certain amount of axioms, and it consists of a certain amount of patterns that make sense. That when you add something, you get more than you had before. There's no way in which I can understand adding something is, if somebody tells me I need to lose weight, the doctor told me I need to eat twice as much. Even if I were to see it happening, that he eats twice as much and he loses weight, I still would say to myself, I don't know, I don't grasp it. That's tfisa. So that means, and this is, whenever I'm tyfus something, the thing that I was tyfus snapped into my mind. It's inside, and I'm makif it. In other words, I get the entire picture. I'm sort of trying to be graphic, but that's the language we use. Hine kol seichel kishemaskil umasik v'sichel eizem muskel. Every seichel, when it understands a thing to be understood, hara seichel toifes as a muskel. So what the seichel does is it grabs the muskel umakifo v'sichlo and wraps around the smart. It's like when I said, can I wrap my brains around it? It's quite a good expression. In other words, do all the pieces from all sides make sense to it? V'muskel nitfas umukav umlovish lecha seichel she'esiga v'skila. So when I understand something, when I muscle something, it means that my seichel is wrapped itself around it and was able to absorb the entire thing. Become a seichel melubish b'muskel b'shosha masigo v'telta v'suchlo. And the seichel itself, the idea is wrapped around by the seichel. Derech mashal. Kishe odom mevin umasik eiz halacha b'mishnah b'gemara l'ishura alburya. When a person really understands in a very definitive way some sort of inyan in a mishnah gemara, le'ishura alburya, haray sichloi toifes umakivoysa. So, v'gam sichloi melubesh vavoysa. And his seichel, while he's thinking of it, is completely involved with it and wrapped around with this idea. V'hine, he says, halacha zu yichach masir soyna shakadosh baruch hu she'ola b'rit soynoi. What is the halacha? What is the halacha? The halacha is that if Reuven's mekadosh isha through a shliach, and he made him a shliach, and the person is right to be a shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has deemed that to be Kedusha. Chochmasa Yisbarach and Ritzoyne Yisbarach have said that this works, and so on. At the end of the day, the core of halacha is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his Chochma. This is the system he set up, and this is the system he wants in place. She'ola Ritzoyne Shekeshiyitin Ruven Kach Fekach Tech Moshe. V'shimen kach v'kach, yiyeh apsak b'nehem kach v'kach. V'af im loy hoyo v'lo yiyeh adav azel l'oylam, lo v'l mishnatayin sviyas elu, mikol mokoyim, me'acha shekach olo b'etzoyim rosa shekosh baruch hu, shem yitun ze kach v'ze kach, yiyeh apsak kach. Harei kshodem yodeh amasik b'sich apsak zeh b'alocha, ke'alocha arucha b'mishnoy b'gemari paiskim. Hari ze masik v'toyfis u'makev v'sichloi v'tzoyne v'chachmas 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 ki im v'sapshusa v'lochse v'chachmas v'fanav v'gam sichloi melubash b'hem v'u yichud nifla shein yichud kamayu v'loi ke'erkoi nimtza klal v'gashmias lios l'achodim v'yuchodim mamish v'kol tzadapin. So, he says, take a look at this. When a person learns a Gemara, halacha, dry halacha. So this halacha, let's say, will never ever come his way. But what is the halacha? The halacha is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma and Ratzon. He's wrapped his mind around it. that means I've internalized something which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't, there's nothing physical about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing physical HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The only thing that we have in this world is Ritzono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this. L'Ratzon Yiyah, Lo L'Ratzon Yiyah. Ratzon is from the existence world. This is L'Ratzon Yimefi. And Chachmasa Yisparach. That's the only thing that exists. And when I'm and when I learn something and understand it and wrap my mind around it, that means that I've hugged, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's nothing else. So since the core of this halacha is the concept of the right and the wrong is Ritzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when I learn something, I have it, I've internalized it. I also, while I'm discussing it, my mind is completely wrapped up in it. It's almost, when I say I am engaged in something, I can't think of something else. A person who's very involved in something can't be distracted because his mind has become absorbed by the thing that he's thinking about. So, in an almost paradoxical way, my mind is absorbing the thing, the halacha, and the halacha is absorbing me. It's almost I am within, and it is within me. I am within it. It is within me. And he says this is the lashon here is v'zoyis. He says v'hu yichud nifla. It's a union. It's an extraordinary union. She'ein yichud kamayu v'loy ke'erka nimtza klal begashmius. There's nothing like it. In Gashmias, I am either hugging or being hugged. I'm being makim or mukam. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my relationship with a person in any given situation is either I am taking care of him or he's taking care of me. In other words, in each situation, one person is the one that's carrying the other. Friendship means there are times when he helps me, times I help him, the times I carry him, times he carries me. In Torah over here, this type of kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an extraordinary kesha that I'm being makif and I'm mukaf. My seichel and das is giving meaning to the halacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, loy v'shamayim hi, and as I'm learning that halacha and involving my seichel in it, my seichel is becoming shaped by the halacha I'm learning. That's an extraordinary yichud that you don't find anyplace else, he says. Ubiyadiyas, he says, v'zois maila yisera gdolav neflo le'inkates asha b'mitzas yidiyas ha'teira v'asagosa al kol ha'mitzas ma'isiyas. This is the maila Talmud Torah has over any other mitzvah. Why? He said, "Afil mitzvah tzuris bedibur, afil mitzvah talmud Torah shebedibur. Because they call a mitzvah shebedibur, ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu malbish nefesh makifa oyir Hashem yosha hakol. Every mitzvah, the mile of every mitzvah is that when I do the mitzvah, there's a certain ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that descends upon me. It encompasses me. It takes me around. That is the mile of every mitzvah, every mitzvah, and so on." So he says, in every mitzvah, if I need to make a picture of it, a diagram, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ha'ara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha is being makif me. That's wonderful. But it's not internalizing it, and it's a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gets me around. In Torah, I'm being makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu within me. It's the only way. It's really the only time when I can say that I'm internalizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah in myself. And that's almost the difference between a passive friendship and an active friendship. Let's give a marshal. Let's say we have a friend who's always doing nice things for us. That's nice, and we tend to develop positive feelings to somebody that's a benefactor. But when we do good for the other person, there's something that it's something awakened in me to be kind and good to the other person. And that's a type, another famous, Yoi speaks about how come parents are serious nefesh for children is greater than children for parents. He said children gain the ava by receiving, parents gain the ava by giving. But it's the same idea. If the pshat is, when I do a mitzvah, I gain some kedusha. But that's a kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon me. So it's awesome. But it's one half of the picture. When I learn something, there's a kedusha like any other mitzvah, and then there's the kedusha from within that I've encompassed, I've absorbed, I've taken in that kedusha, and that doubles. He says, "Ulefish of ideas ha'Torah mevleshes nefesh adam v'sichloi u'mukefes b'toicham." Since through ideas ha'Torah, the Torah is mislavish in the nefesh adam, and is mukav lechein nikra b'shem lechem u'mazin ha'nefesh. Food is always something that I take it from the outside, but it becomes food only after I've absorbed it and internalized it. Food that passes what are called insoluble fibers come in and go out. They don't stay. So they're not called muzzin, not called food. They say it's called food, but when people actually needed the calories, that's not food. So any mitzvah that can't become part of myself is not really, it's not muzzin anefesh. To be called muzzin anefesh, I need that should become part of me, should become absorbed. The way in which mazon works is I've taken in something that is nominally from the outside, but I've converted it to me. So here, this thing was a behemoth walking around yesterday, and as a behemoth, it's a very, very other being than myself. By taking in through the process of achila, I've been converted to me. That's it's now me. So when a person takes in Torah and he digests it until it's become himself, So he says, so you have an incredible process of where you take Dvar Hashem, and the only way you make Dvar Hashem me, my life force, is through Torah. And specifically, like we were saying before, if a person takes food that he can't digest, a person is lactase intolerant, a person is celiac, you put in milk, you put in bread, it comes in, goes out, and nothing happens. Stomachache. But there's nothing else that happens because I can't assimilate it. I don't have the means to do it. A person learns something, and this is very much, let's go back to a pet peeve. There were one of the big arguments and fights between the Chassidim and Misnagdim was the inyan of learning and I guess what was the right word for it? Understanding the learning. In other words, let's give an example. Let's take the example of our learning, what we call lumdus. What is lumdus? I can sit and learn. And this is what it says. What do we mean? What is shlichus? It's shlichus or shlichus. I know where it works or it doesn't work, and I'll spit it back to you. What's the problem? Why do I need a formula? A formula I need that makes it easier to remember. So instead of saying Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yudi, Yisrael, I say anyone was born to Yaakov. And that's an easy way to remember than to remember always Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yudi. So I can remember everything. What does the lumdus contribute really to the learning? So yes, when you're passing, if you can find the klal, you can apply it. But the only way, if somebody teaches me the rules of chess, do I have any, does it, is, are they meaningful? No. I don't know. Somebody decided that this jumps this way, this jumps the other way, fine. But it, so I guess it's the beginning of Ein Malach Echad L'Kishrei Shlichus, either at the phone or, So when a person, so let's go back to that argument about learning with Svarah. What Svarah does is it helps me get, it takes it from the realm of being paraduma to something that fits into my brain and my mind. When I'm masbe something, I give it a Svarah, I give it hakdaris, lamish hakdaris, they become palatable to the seichel. I'm able to absorb it instead of being external information. So just like you know, like we gave example, when they have these cameras to do or tests on the stomach. So you swallow the camera goes through your stomach, doesn't get digested, can't get digested, can't set up, and it brings back pictures on the way. So that never becomes you, but it's within you for a while, and then it goes out. To absorb something, I need to digest it, put it into a form that I can cope with it, that I understand it, that I inherit it, and then it's something that I can absorb. I can't absorb a piece of chicken that comes in. I need to put it into pieces that my stomach is capable of absorbing, then absorb those pieces and build my body out of it. That's the same mahalach over here also. If I learn something and I don't understand it, it's always distinct from me. I can tell you, this is what it says, this is the din, this is the idea. It says like Kach Baruch, like this, and Baruch, like this. If I haven't broken it down into terms that I can assimilate and integrate into me, it doesn't do anything in this level. By many chassidim and different degrees, was the other way around. It's like a Shabbos is Heilige Torah, and you dare not understand it. And the main thing, best thing you can do is repeat it and say it over a lot and slice it, and you know, and so on. But there's no making sense to it. He in classic Chabad, in the old Chabad that was that really reflected the way his Torah. People would sit and harva over a mimer until they sweated blood. And there was an expression, Auschwitz in the yarmulke is on a mimer, like to sweat out the yarmulke on sitting a mimer. It means you chewed on it and chewed on it and broke it down and chewed on it until you felt you absorbed it. Understanding it was the core of it. Because it's not because you're testing to see whether it's right or not by your mind. What you're doing is you want to absorb and integrate it. And something that hasn't been broken down to the pieces that your mind can understand, you haven't gotten anywhere. Oh, it says, "Ukimoish alechem agash zanes aguf shemachnisa besoicha v'kerbo mamish." The tefach shamliyas damu vasek ibsorei, v'zay yichya biskayim b'cha kach b'idias atayr v'segrosef shadam shalom dehite bein sichloi, achin itfesus the sichlo has imoy. So a person is learning; he needs to learn it over and chew it up and break it down until he feels that it sits well with him and it becomes part of him. Then nasim mozel nefesh b'chayim b'kirba mechayim chayim zev baruchu. It becomes food for him. In other words, this can now become part of his nefesh, which is a mozel nefesh, and he's also bringing in a spark of chiyus from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, whose ratzon and chachmah is included in this. Who am a lubish chachmas asher b'kirba? V'zesh ama b'seiroscha b'seich me'ay. And that's the meaning of that melitza, that your Torah is in my stomach. Why the stomach? I mean, the answer is because the stomach for us is the example of something that can break down and assimilate and incorporate other parts, other elements into him, and that way to be Moshe Chiyus. V'kumashkasa beis chayim shar nendalet peri gimel. That the levush and neshamis are mitzvahs. Vatoria muzzle and neshamis. Oskar mazer v'tor l'shmo. So Reb Chaim says in my induchrin, that the muzzin, the lavush of neshamas is the mitzvah. Because that always stays on the outside of the person, like a maisa. It's external to the person. The muzzle is the Torah dafka, because that part becomes internally part of a person. And that's the biggest reason why a person needs to learn. Whether you're learning the halacha, or you're learning the understanding, or philosophy, as we would call it, of mitzvahs. When you're learning something, it's the only way you could possibly really integrate it in yourself in a meaningful way and make it part of yourself. And it's a lavush so long as it remains on the outside, and it's muzzle when you integrate it inside. So lishma adarabe. When you learn Torah lishma, it doesn't. So some people take it to mean that you don't understand. You're just doing it because Kadosh told you to do it, even if it's torture. Torah lishma means because I want a Kadosh Baruch. I want to understand it, and understanding it and deharing it is the lishma of Torah. So we say means it's something which is not just an example of another mitzvah, it's something that is parallel to the world of mitzvahs. I'll speak about this more. When you meitiv b'dibur, so then you're really including the entire mitzvah. So he's saying in this perek that Talmud Torah has an incredible maila over all mitzvahs, in that it's a double connection of Shparuch. I am being surrounded by Tzivui Hashem and Dvar Hashem, and I am internalizing it. The only way to internalize mitzvahs is Torah to understand. By breaking it down and absorbing it is where it becomes part of you. And there a person has a tremendous yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says that's impossible to describe, the fact that he is surrounded by and is surrounded. Imagine you have a relationship with somebody where he needs you incredibly and you need him incredibly. And for us, it's never shaykh the same thing. It's so in one area he needs me, one area I need him. But when you're both the embracer and the embraced, that's a yichud niflash shaykh masa. That is that's the mohus of Talmud Torah as a mazra nefesh. Okay.